Welcome. I'm the acting president of the Astrid Alliance Community Association. It's our honor to hold this forum. I want to give credit to members of the board who have endeavored to make this possible. And I'll hand it over in a moment to Jeff Turnage, who will be the MC for the evening. Standing in front of this backdrop. But metaphorically, actually, the Astrid Alliance is all about making the greater neighborhood an oasis, regreening and rewatering our community. And to that end, the Astrid Alliance is committed to promoting and facilitating collaboration between neighborhoods and with neighborhoods, with our possible elected officials, with people who have done volunteer work in this community, with nonprofit agencies. And so we're looking, as I used recently at our board meeting, a metaphor. Instead of inviting you all the time to come enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner, we want to bring the turkey to you. And this is a way of doing it. These are not turkeys. You know, I've sat in this seat, so I know. But this is really an honor and a privilege to have these people come forward to share with you their philosophies, their activities, to welcome your input and your questions. And just to sit in these seats or to be representatives of the people who cannot be here at the moment, I can tell you, is a major undertaking. It requires a lot of guts, courage, and money, of course. There's no question about that. But it's a privileged task of our democracy. And so I'm very pleased that these people are here. And we look forward to having one of these forums towards the fall before the general election. So please keep tuned to that. Without further ado, I want to ask Jeff Turnage, who will be the MC this evening, to give you the housekeeping rules and to inform you how you will be able to interact with the candidates. I have a previous engagement, so I'm going to excuse myself. But thank you for being here.
Thanks, Scott. Unlike Scott, I did know about the backdrop. So just a couple of quick housekeeping rules. A lot of people have asked about what is the format, what's the agenda. The candidates know, but I'm sure that the attendees may not understand. But even before that, I also want to thank you guys sitting up here in the front. We appreciate very much your time, your effort to get here. And above and beyond that, I personally appreciate your willingness to dedicate your time to public service. You guys, I don't know if y'all didn't realize how much time an elected official actually spends at part of being paid, doing stuff all the time. So guys, we appreciate it. Second, I'd like to thank the Astrid Alliance for being the host organization for this. Third, I'd like to thank and should it first St. Martin for providing us with this wonderful facility in which to do this event. And then, of course, you guys, I appreciate very much your fighting traffic and whatever other issues you might have had on the way here to get here on time. The format for tonight is that we have, within the boundaries of the Astrid Alliance, we have all the Senate District, or Astrid Alliance falls entirely within Senate District 40. And within the Astrid Alliance boundaries, we have three separate House district seats that are that have candidates in the July primary. And we did not want to slight anybody. We didn't want to say Asher Park just because you're across Peachtree Industrial. We don't want you coming. So we tried to invite all the border communities because the House District 7, 89, 80, and 81 all touch on us. And I'm not sure really where you guys came from, but if you would, if you did not sign in when you first came in, please sign the sign-up sheet on your way out. We had told the candidates that we weren't sure if we were going to have a Q&A period. What we had told them is that they would each have 5 minutes to speak, and they can speak about anything that they want to. They can do whatever they want to. They can tell judges. They can bring their record, you know, whatever they want to do to make you vote for them is fine. We would like to ask you to hold your questions air 5 minutes. And then candidates, this is something we told you we probably weren't going to do, but as it turns out, we have the key, so we can stay in here until like 8:30 or 9 if you guys want to, if everybody's willing and has an interest. If you do have to leave earlier than that, we understand, please excuse yourself. The next thing is that the order of speaking, it's going to be Senate District 41st, and the candidates will speak in alphabetical order, not in party order. To that point, let me also add, the Asheville Alliance is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We don't endorse any specific candidate or any specific party. We feel it's important to engage the community in the political process, and it's toward that end that we hold these kinds of events. Once everybody has spoken, or their surrogate or substitute has spoken, and we give everybody ample time, who might have gotten delayed somewhere to show up, then we will go to a Q&A period. Okay? Y'all be good Boy Scouts when it's time to leave. Pack up all your stuff you brought in. Pack it out with you, please, so that we don't become a burden to the church and then they tell us we can't do it anymore. Okay, without further ado, Senate District 40, Eric Crist.
All right,
first up. Oh, one other thing, candidates. If anybody feels like they are going to be pushing 5 minutes and don't know when 5 minutes is, I brought the James Moses Memorial Kitchen Timer with me, so I can give you a second. Tell me, okay?
Good? I'm good. Right. I'm okay. I think. All right. Well, good evening. I'm Eric Crist. I'm running for State Senate District 40. And I will be facing one of three possible opponents who you'll hear later in this evening on November 2nd. I'd like to thank the Asheville Alliance for putting on this event. So why am I running? Well, I took a look at the list of the occupations of our current legislators. And I saw private practice attorneys, property developers, real estate agents, insurance brokers. But something was missing. The voice of the average employee, the marketing specialist, the customer service directors, the software salespeople. And I will bring that voice to the legislature and bring a perspective of someone from the world of business and who understands the needs of the companies that we need to attract to create new jobs here in Georgia. Tonight you'll hear me use some business terms like revenue growth and brand marketing, which reflect my vision of government as a business. A business who understands that its job is to have satisfied customers, and those customers are the residents of Georgia and the businesses of Georgia. I also looked at what the current representatives for this district have listed as their accomplishments, and it seemed to be all about the city of Dunwoody. And this district is more than the city of Dunwoody. This district includes Doraville, Chamblee, Brookhaven, Western Tucker, Peachtree Corners, and Gwinnett, where I live, and the areas served by the Asheville Alliance. It's time for a new perspective in the legislature and that we extend outside of Dunwoody when thinking about this district. I'm running to bring a moderate voice to our legislature, to set aside the demagoguery that has passed as political discourse for too long, and to bring practical common sense solutions that address the needs of our citizens. And I'm running to, because I feel that public service is a way that I can give back to the community that has given so much to me and my wife and created such a great environment in which to work and to raise our children. Now, who am I? I've been a resident of Senate District 40 for 17 years. I'm a homeowner in the Neely Farm subdivision in Peachtree Corners with my wife of 16 years and our two young daughters. I moved to Atlanta in 1991 to attend Emory Business School, where I was a Woodruff Fellow and received an MBA. I also have a bachelor's degree from Georgetown University in business. Since graduating from Emory, I've worked as a senior manager for four technology companies here in Atlanta, including McKesson Corporation up in Alpharetta, and most recently as a president of a privately held healthcare software firm. Now, what are the legislative priorities that are facing the residents of this district and the state of Georgia? Well, they are, number one, create jobs, number two, create jobs, and number three, create jobs. And how are we going to do that? Well, the easiest way to create jobs or add jobs is to attract new employers to Georgia, and new employers who bring high-paying jobs, particularly in the technology and green industries. Now, Georgia has a track record of attracting jobs over the last 5 years, but unfortunately, it's been generally low-paying jobs. And that's because we have a brand identity challenge that affects our long-term growth. New employers with those types of jobs that we want to attract won't come here until we solve three things: our education, our infrastructure, and our tax issues. To use a marketing term, until we change our brand identity, we're not going to attract those new employers. So let's talk about those three in turn. Education, we need to restore funding to our public schools. Why? 92% of our students in Georgia attend a public school. In the last 9 budget cycles, the state government has underfunded education by $4.3 billion when compared to the QBE formula that's set out in state law for how much state government contributes to education. Now, that has put an extraordinary pressure on local governments and homeowners like ourselves to make up that gap, and we've all seen the results. Cuts in critical programs and teacher layoffs. We can't balance our budget on the backs of our children. Second area that we need to improve to attract new employers is infrastructure. We have a water crisis in Metro Atlanta, and we need to move past the divide of rural legislators and Metro Atlanta legislators voting against each other and not creating a long-term solution to this problem. We've had lots of rain recently. I don't think we can count on that to solve the problem. Transportation. Metro Atlanta is in danger of becoming a fragmented labor market. It's not easy to get from College Park to Alpharetta. And what that means is that if an employer is here in Atlanta, they want to attract the best and brightest from a single labor pool. They want to feel like they can hire somebody anywhere in Metro Atlanta to come work for them. If the traffic gridlock increases, if we don't solve our transportation problems, we're going to have 3 or 4 individual labor markets, and employers, current employers, will leave Atlanta. Lastly, government reform. As a fiscal conservative, I believe it's imperative that we reduce wasteful government spending. We have a tax code that hasn't had a major overhaul since it was written in 1936. We have tax credits and tax exemptions on our books that are obsolete in terms of the needs of a modern economy. Growing our economy requires that we repair its foundation, and that those foundation building blocks that we need to address, education, infrastructure, and taxes. To learn more about me or to join my campaign, you can visit my website at christforsenate.com. I thank you for your attention.